This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to Sully, who's out in Holtzville, and Sully's on the fan. Sully.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
What's up?
Thanks for taking the call. I was hoping to catch Jody at the same time. Brandon, you remember I used to call you and Jody all the time on the other side of town.
I remember you, Sully. How you been, buddy? Okay?
Good. Doing well.
Good. Thanks.
Congratulations on the show. Good.
Thanks,
best
pal.
Of luck.
Thank
appreciate
you, man.
You, man.
And you're right about Jody. Bad calls. I used to call in all the time, tell you guys the minor league is from A-ball for the Yankees that were coming. And I had this kid, Pete O'Brien, a catcher. I said, he's going to do it, Joe. This is the kid. He, till this day. How's Pete O'Brien going, Sully?
About as well as Charlie O'Brien, hitting 210.
He torches. He doesn't forget. I mean, he's amazing when he doesn't forget.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Listen, while you were talking about the Jets and Giants and with Jody with the two, you know, who was his team and stuff, I'm older than Jody, so I used to be a Giants fan before they ever wore Jets.
Mm,
so,
okay.
And then when the Jets came in, you know, you paid a little bit of attention. Then Joe Willie came in. Wow, okay, you know.
So you switched?
No, I didn't switch.
Okay, gotcha.
I didn't switch. There was no reason to switch.
I hear you, man.
It was two separate leagues. Basically, they had no interaction. One game was on one channel, one was on the other. I watched both games. Mm-hmm. I rooted for both teams. It's not like Yankees and Mets or anything like that. They had nothing to do with each other.
Mm-hmm.
When they merged, and by the way, at 15, that was the first bet I ever won, $100. $100 for a 15-year-old.
Nice.
Wow.
And that's a big deal in the 60s, man, early 60s.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Me and Jody always talk about, you know, horses and stuff, so I've been doing that since then.
And let me guess, you're not up in your whole life. Nobody.
No, I got to tell you.
Come on, Sully. Come on, I gamble a little bit. You're not up. Stop.
I made a killing one time on Let It Ride, a killing.
I like that game, by the way.
And I tell you, you know, if you pull, you know, straight flush or something like that with the right money up front, you can sit on that for a long time.
Now, not 50 years, Sully, though.
No, that's true. I mean, it's not the 401k. It's not the 529 for the kids.
I don't do this every single day, but for example, I got four bets for the before the season.
Okay.
Fourteen futures. I have Green Bay, the final four from last year. If Green Bay or Tampa Bay or Buffalo or Kansas City make the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
A $50 bet, for example, with Green Bay and Buffalo.
Okay.
$2,000.
50 wins you two G's? So, okay.
Two G's.
Okay.
Now it costs you $500 to make two G's on
absolutely.
That bet.
Yeah.
So you do it in the futures.
I got you.
130 gets you 1840, I think, for
the other two.
Tampa Bay.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get you set up for BetQL.
Yeah, but
man.
Hold on, T. Here's what he's doing, T. And Saul, thanks for the call. He's doing what everybody does. He's telling us what he's winning. You know, if we want to have a different conversation, Saul, I'm just messing around, but you know that I'm right. Anybody who gambles, and hopefully you just gamble responsibly, and you don't bet above your means, and you don't dip into things that could really alter your life and really destroy you.
And that's really hard to do.
I think you have to know your personality.
If you've won a lot, and you feel like you're always playing with house money, it's really hard to just sit and say, all right, I'm good.
Well, that's okay. That's actually how I bet. Like, if I'm up a little bit, and I don't really bet much during the summer, I might take, like, if I'm bored, like, the Yanks are playing the Orioles, let me throw $100 on the over, it's 9.5, Yanks will score, hit 6 home runs, whatever. But I like to kind of start football season right around zero, you know? Although I might jump into the NBA Finals, a little golf here and there, but very minimal stuff just to get a little sweat, keep it fun. But what you should do is increase the bet when you actually increase the profit. Mm-hmm. So when you're up, you want to go a little bit more. That's fine. When you start chasing and, oh, I got crushed this week. Let me go a couple of dimes on Monday Night Football because I got waxed on Saturday and Sunday. That's when you're digging a hole that's no longer fun. And that's when it becomes very problematic. And I'm not here to preach, but we all know what Sully's telling us on the air mm-hmm. is not a real indication of what's happening behind the scenes. But his point about the game, Let It Ride, I know you never played Let It Ride, right?
No, I did.
Hoff, you ever played Let It Ride? Yes or no? You ever played the game Let It Ride in the casino? The first time I played that game, now, it's the worst odds in the casino. Among the worst. Like, the Let It Ride odds are awful. But the first time I went to Las Vegas, right after I graduated college, this was probably 97, me and my buddy found some cheap deal. We stayed in the Excalibur, which is pretty much a dump, whatever. And we walked into we're wasted, dude. I mean, we just had a blast, and we don't even know what we're doing. It's like 3 o'clock. I've never played Let It Ride in my life. And I hear the song. And you hear it. You go, ride, 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 let it. And it just sucks you in. And then I think I lost my shirt, whatever, even though I had no money, then I learned how to play a little bit. It's actually a fun game if you play smart because you can pull back the first two. So you can play for a couple of hours, not lose a ton, get a couple of free drinks and have fun, but the odds are bad. But it is a fun game. Let It Ride is actually pretty decent.
Can I tell you the first time I ever played Let It Ride?
Yeah.
I never again will this ever happen, but I got a pocket pair of nines.
Okay.
So I'll let it ride.
Of course.
They flip over a nine.
Oh, here we
go. Flip over another nine.
No way.
Quad nine. Yeah.
What were the odds on that? I don't even know. It was like 100 to 1?
It was ridiculous. I think I played the bonus, too, on top of that.
You got to always play the bonus. How much did you win that hand? Thousands.
I think it was like, because I didn't play. It was the first time I ever played it. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, so I played like $5 hands or whatever. It was like,
so you still had to win $600-$700.
$1,250, I think it was.
Okay, I was going to say, that's
not thousands, but like $1,250.
Gotcha. Nice. I like it.
And then after that, it went downhill.
Of course, like everything else. Yep, when you gamble longer.
Because you had, you're like, dude, I got $1,200.
Hell yeah.
I can't lose.
You should have taken half of the $1,250, walked over to roulette, thrown it down on a color. You have 50-50 odds, and maybe you lose. But if you lose, you still have $600 left from the Let It Ride. If you win, you're up to $1,850. That's how you gamble.
I was a rookie. That was my first time ever.
I got you. Dove's head is spinning. Dove, have you ever placed a bet?
Yes.
Nice, Dove. Attaboy.
Did you win?
This is when I was in my late 20s, I think, with the AC.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes or no? Did you win? We just need to know. That's all we need to know. Nice. Attaboy. Dove, wheeling and dealing. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney up until 2. We have Sweeney at 1 on the Yankees. Then it's Carton and Roberts coming up next on the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.